Hi, kids.
Come out and play.
Do you like violence?
Gonna do one of those kind of freestyles, you know, the jack for beat shit, practical rapper speed dial, automatic attention and sniff out an mp3 file, murder it, throw a dead body at your feet and say see how. But then I thought, hey, what the fuck is the use? I got drunk and listened to Primus, then took it into the stew. I looped it up for a minute, then grabbed a pen and began in these menacing mental sentences, started syllable groups. That's over the top, I'm too explanatory, but my catalog of music is, well, mandatory. Wanna appreciate what I made on that love story? Look at my history, the history of recording, cause I popped out the woods like a pine cone. Dropped in that Alabama time zone. Got the shotgun and the microphone. Oops, pop the trunk, now your mind's gone. To understand who I was before hip-hop, you gotta picture this little bitty-ass idiot running around with a hideous group of sin and oblivious hicks, smoking a roach and then sniffing gas out of Hemis with garden hoses, poking holes into my old jeans, one of those nightmarish impossible teens. But I was a young prophet to be seen, listening to some Skinner than Ozzy than Billie Jean. Somebody should have seen my great escape, cause I went from pressing my troubles to pressing play on the tape. My appetite for destruction was pushing me to my fate, and then the Beastie Boys put me up on that 808. It's all the wind of a vocalist, I can fucking see it. 2,000 people in front of me singing what I'm singing. This redneck slow shit mixed with this shit's amazing. What a concept, well my name is Mud. Damn right, Mr. Claypool, I couldn't have said it better, you're like an angel. I'm not as accepted as I expected, threw my perspective in front of the sexes and I didn't get elected. Like Charlemagne the God fucking hates me, man. Wish I felt accomplished by having such a prestigious overachieving genius like Charlemagne to complain about me. Why can't somebody who's really done something doubt me? That's hard luck, fuck it, I'm used to kicking buckets. I'm used to picking up sticks for the general public. I don't know how being white is such a sensitive subject. It ain't like I'm the kind of white like a Jimmy Buffett, a motherfucking geek undeserving of credibility. I'm realer than most of these rappers ever was, and will it be? I don't sell dope and I don't ask why. I don't pin fuck quotes and I don't sell lies.
Yellow Wolf, many changes, many so weird. He went from wearing a mohawk to fucking rocking a beard in a year, and now he's over that. What is he gonna do? And I saw him on Instagram and he's rocking some cowboy boots.
I feel great, you should get a pair. My DJ's got a pair of rattlesnake skin boots, he's out of here. We like being not like you, that's the point. Besides, I look amazing, baby, roll me a joint. And I don't even smoke no more. I just feel like Willie Nelson more than I have before. So turn the music up a motherfucking tad bit more and prepare yourself for another shady smash, of course. I ain't one of these artists clearly that stick and they never change. I love opening doors, exploring parts of my brain, reflected externally through my clothes, views, and style. And it takes a hell of a heart to do it in front of a crowd. Pardon me while I start a new chapter inside my book. It's a feeling of pure enjoyment to see you another hook, to look on your face when you hear it, the shit that I create. It's amazing and I can feel it, believe it, I can relate. But don't be a hater on the fucking clock. Trimming fat takes time, just wait, watch. These rappers really think they got shit locked, but they gon' know about me when my album drops. Love story.
Love story. Love story. Love story. Love story. Love story. Love story. Love story. Love story. Love story. Love story. Love story. Love story. Love story. Love story. Love story. Love story. Love story. Love story. Love story. Love story. Love story.